Northern California residents can now join the efforts to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. Kaiser Permanente began recruiting participants for an advanced clinical vaccine trial at the beginning of August. Dr. Nicola Klein is director of the Kaiser Permanente Vaccine Study Center. She spoke with KRCB's Adia White, who starts off by asking what happens during a so-called Phase 3 trial, and when might a safe and effective vaccine be ready for general use?
Individuals who join the trial are what we call consented or agreed to receive either the active vaccine that is being tested or placebo. We recruit them, they receive either the vaccine or the placebo via injection, and then we also draw blood and over the course of the next 2 years and to follow them to see how they respond to the vaccine. And then we also follow them to see if they ultimately develop disease associated with COVID-19.
And how many people are you looking to enroll for this trial?
So here within Northern California, Kaiser Permanente, we are looking to enroll 400 people. And of all the people that we enroll do need to be Kaiser Permanente Northern California members. Overall, the study is looking to enroll 30,000 individuals. And again, half the individuals will get vaccine and half the individuals will get placebo.
And are you looking at any Northern California Kaiser Permanente branch? Let's say, for example, we have a branch in Santa Rosa. Would folks here be eligible to enroll?
So currently we are enrolling patients in Santa Clara and we are soon to start in Sacramento. Any Kaiser Permanente member is welcome to try and enroll at these facilities, but they do have to travel.
And I know a lot of people are really anxious, of course, to have a vaccine ready, but it seems as though with your trial and most others that are taking place that we really are looking at least a two-year timeline. Do you have any comment on that? Is that correct?
Well, that's technically along the studies I'm designed to go for. Whether any of these studies can find out whether they work earlier, and there's part of the study design is to plan to look earlier to see if it does work. And so if it does look like it works earlier and meets the criteria for actually being effective against the disease, then it's possible that we may have a vaccine earlier than the 2 years. I really don't know. I can't say any more than that. I think we're all hoping that this happens quickly and that we do get a vaccine quickly, but right now we just have to wait and see.
And so by checking earlier, do you mean if everyone within the trial happened to be exposed within that time period earlier?
Well, no. So what I mean is that what is the deciding factor is how many actually people come down with COVID-19 disease. And so at the end, and so if there are a certain number of people in the trial who have COVID-19 disease, and there's some numbers that have been decided ahead of time, with the FDA, that the manufacturer can take a look at the data and actually unblind the data to themselves and take a look to see, okay, how many of these people with the disease, how many received the vaccine and how many received the placebo? And if just for example, 90% of the people with the disease receive the placebo, then perhaps that might meet the criteria for saying that it works early. They could say early that it works, but right now that's just hypothetical.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you think people should understand about the efforts to develop a vaccine as well as your particular study?
Well, I just want to just comment that this study, although this trial, like many others, have happened very, very quickly, and it's happened on a much quicker timeline than most vaccine clinical trials and most vaccine development. The study that we are doing is very similar and shares a lot of similarities to every other vaccine clinical trial that we've done for the last 35 years. So I think that we have good infrastructure, and I think we can be assured that we are doing studies in a way that is rigorous and careful.
Find more local coronavirus updates at norcalpublicmedia.org.